Yeah, I mean, a lot of playmakers. They like to throw the ball vertically down the field. Pretty solid running game, so a very balanced offense. One of the bigger challenges we'll face.
Without Paul Shanahan, they're calling the shots. What change? Have you seen any changes there with what Mike Ryan's doing?
I haven't really watched too much just yet. I've seen a couple of games, but I haven't really dug deep into it. But I'm sure there's a couple of differences.
From what you've observed, they starting to kind of look like that team that won the NFC last year?
Yesterday they did. You know, offensively they played extremely well. So, yeah, try and slow them down.
How about just this two-game stretch coming up, jockeying for playoff position, all that? I mean, at Atlanta, at Carolina, obviously a couple of toughies.
Yeah, man, it makes it fun, you know. Having meaningful games this time of year is makes it fun to come in here and get to work. So I think we'll be excited and fired up.
You go back and watch that tape from 2 years ago in Atlanta?
Not yet. I'm sure we will. I don't know how much how similar they are from that. I'm sure they have some carryover, but we'll probably take a look at it.
What do you remember about that play that you forced that fumble on the long run there by, I think it was Coleman, you know? You
got yeah, I mean, just got the ball out as he was breaking downfield, so I was able to get the ball back and kind of change momentum.
Does it stress the defense when you've got two backs like they do that, you know, both of them are about equal in their production?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to understand who's in the game, kind of where he's lined, and read your keys, really. I don't think too much changes. I think maybe one of them catches the ball a little more, but they're both very good at catching the ball in the backfield, so it'll be a big challenge.
Did you see this Christmas display come together over here, or did you just show up and it was here?
I was told about it. It's a little early. You know, could have waited till December, but we'll take it. Hopefully Zim doesn't see it. He won't be happy.
Looks nice, though, right?
I think so. I mean, he did a great job. If it's a one-man job, it's impressive.
He mentioned on Friday that some of the struggles that his team went through in 2016 actually might have been a good thing.
Yeah.
That's where you guys are at right now. Do you see it that way? Is that a kind of a way to view it, just coming over, overcoming that kind of adversity last year to where you're at now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we learned a lot from that experience. I think we're better for it. You know, I think all the adversity that was thrown our way, we may have not have overcame it at the moment, but it built us stronger for moments like these. So I think it helped, yeah.
Have you seen a noticeable change in him personally, in Coach Zimmer, from where, you know, everything he went through, even personally with his health last year to now?
Wins, man. That's it. Just get wins and everyone's happy. Don't matter who it is. So hopefully keep those going.
Is it kind of cool to see a new stadium? I mean, every time someone builds one, they're saying, oh, it's better than this, and they'll probably
be. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be fine. It's just a place to play. It don't matter where we play. Just matter how we play. So show up and play good.